From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With polls now closed in 40 states and the District of Columbia, one thing that does seem fairly clear is Republicans will keep the majority in the House of Representatives. But on the Senate side, we are still waiting to see whether the balance of power will shift there. We do know the results of one important Senate race, though. In Kentucky, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell staving off a challenge from Democrat Allison Lundergan Grimes.
Too many in Washington have forgotten that their job is to serve. So tomorrow, the papers will say, I won this race.
Another key Senate race also being called for Republicans in Alabama, where it's projected Republican Tom Cotton has defeated two-term Democrat Mark Pryor. But Senate races are still ongoing in a number of states, and we still have not projected winners there, and we know little of significance about the results thus far. NPR's Nina Totenberg joins me now. What do we know, Nina?
Well, let's take New Hampshire as an example. In any other year, incumbent Democrat Jean Shaheen should not have had a tough race. She's been elected four times statewide, twice as governor, twice as senator. Her Republican opponent is Scott Brown, the former senator from the neighboring state of Massachusetts. He was defeated for re-election in the Bay State just 2 years ago. Few thought Shaheen would have any difficulty disposing of Brown, but the Republican campaigned tirelessly, seeking to link the popular Shaheen to the unpopular President Obama, and as of Election Day, most polls showed the race too close to call, which at least technically it still is at this hour.
Okay, so we do not have a call on that race. Thank you, Nina. Joining me also is NPR's David Wellna. David, let's talk about some of the leading gubernatorial contests out there this evening.
Well, so far we're projecting at least one incumbent in the governor's mansion is going to have to give up his job come January. That's Pennsylvania's Republican Governor Tom Corbett. He's expected to lose to Democratic challenger Tom Wolf in a state that twice went for President Obama. In Florida, with most of the votes counted, GOP Governor Rick Scott is a few points ahead of former GOP Governor Charlie Crist, who's been trying to reclaim his old job, this time as a Democrat. In Georgia, Republican incumbent Nathan Deal is also ahead of Jason Carter, a Democrat who's the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter. There are a lot of eyes as well on Wisconsin, where polls just closed and Republican Governor Scott Walker is facing a stiff challenge, as is Sam Brownback, the Republican governor of Kansas, where polls just closed as well.
David, it's very interesting to me, though, that the governor's races are actually being closely watched as kind of a bellwether here in some ways. Everybody's focused on the Senate, but some of these gubernatorial contests are pretty important, right?
That's true. Right now, we have more Republicans in governor's mansions than Democrats. Democrats are hoping to regain their foothold in some of those states. We have one for sure who's done so in Pennsylvania.
Thank you. NPR's David Wellner. We have one race to call. Project Rather, South Dakota Senate Mike Rounds. This is NPR. Republicans are also hoping to win the handful of additional seats they need to take control of the Senate along with the House, but NPR's Craig Windham says political analysts caution governing from a majority position in Congress could be a challenge.
Political science professor Andrew Smith at the University of New Hampshire says getting elected is just the first step.
Once you're in office, it's much more difficult, and presenting a positive platform is a weakness that Republicans have right now.
And Larry Sabato, who directs the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, agrees. He says the major problem for Republicans will be to get President Obama to sign and not veto whatever legislation they pass.
Then it won't be easy to get a Republican House and a Republican Senate together on many of these issues. They'll fight among themselves on some of them.
He thinks the gridlock seen on Capitol Hill in recent years will not ease up.
It will probably deepen. The results of this election in Republican eyes will repudiate President Obama, and they will be less likely to yield to his particular terms.
But Republican leaders say they know they will have to demonstrate that they can get legislation enacted and solve problems if the GOP controls Congress. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Situation in Ukraine appears to be growing increasingly tense, with the country's President Petro Poroshenko today announcing he is sending additional troops to eastern Ukraine to defend against possible incursions there. Poroshenko's comments come as Ukrainian security officials say Russia has intensified its transfer of both troops and military equipment to separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. There has been heightened unrest since separatist elections over the weekend. Ukraine and the West have called the elections in eastern Ukraine both illegal and destabilizing. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.